speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Some sermons do not immediately apply to anyone in our audiences. For example, I often preach against gambling, but there are probably few, if any, gamblers in the churches where I preach. I also preach against homosexuality, but there are almost certainly no homosexuals in the congregation. That does not mean we should overlook these topics, because there may be some in the audiences who are tempted to gamble or to engage in homosexual acts. Preachers of the gospel must preach the whole counsel of God, Acts 20, 26 and 27. We dare not neglect any Bible topic. We will have to give an account of our stewardship to God, who called us into His service. There is one topic which applies everywhere to everyone: controlling one's tongue. There are many passages, both in the Old Testament and in the New, which teach God's children to put a bridle on their tongues. The book of Proverbs has much to say about the use and the misuse of the tongue. Will you please take note of these powerful words from that Old Testament book? Solomon affirms that there are six things the Lord hates. Yea, seven are an abomination unto Him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands which shed innocent blood, and heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he who sows discord among brethren. Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. Do you think Solomon may have exaggerated just a little when he wrote, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof"? Proverbs 18, 21. If you have seen the damage a loose tongue can cause in families, in communities, and in churches, you know Solomon was accurately describing the power of the tongue. One more paragraph from Proverbs will have to suffice for the time being. As a madman who casts firebrands, arrows, and death, so is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, "I am only joking." Where no wood is, there the fire goes out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases. As coals are to burning coals, and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with silver dross. He who hates dissembles with his lips, and lays up deceit within him. When he speaks fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Proverbs 26, 18 through 25. Have you ever heard someone say concerning some fellow man, "I know he gets drunk occasionally, and he uses filthy language, but he has a good heart"? Do you want to know what Jesus said about such foolishness? "O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned." Matthew 12, 34 through 37. The little book of James has some challenging words about exercising control over the tongue. "The tongue is a little member, and boasts great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity." James 3, 5 and 6. But, my friends, the tongue can also be a great blessing. With our tongues we can bless God and lead the lost to salvation in Christ. Thank you, and may God bless you.